It's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump held dueling rallies on Thursday in North Carolina. Clinton's biggest booster, President Obama, campaigned for her in another must-win state, Florida. At a rally in Jacksonville, Obama noted that the polls are close and said the outcome cannot be taken for granted.
I'm not on the ballot this time, but fairness is on the ballot. Decency is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot. All the progress we've made is on the ballot. Immigration reform is on the ballot. A higher minimum wage is on the ballot. Equal pay for equal work is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot.
Trump also was in Jacksonville Thursday, predicting that if Clinton wins, she would be impeached over her emails.
Here we go again with Clinton. You remember the impeachment and the problems. She is likely to be under investigation for many, many years. Also likely to conclude in a criminal trial. This is not what we need in this country, folks.
Two new major national polls Thursday showed Clinton edging ahead of Trump among likely voters. An Iowa man jailed Thursday in the killings of two police officers had been found by a judge to hit and financially exploit his mother and was ordered to move out of her basement hours before the shootings. Scott Michael Green, who was arrested Thursday afternoon, was secured with the handcuffs that had belonged to the officers he'd killed. He was charged with two counts of first-degree murder and could face life in prison without parole. Scott Michael Green remains in jail. This is VOA.